Okay, we are being recorded. I'm looking at, I see Bill, I see Haley, I see Tiffany, Zach, Matt, John. Guess we need Sue and Wes. But with Haley and Bill, we have a already have a quorum. Hi, Haley.
Morning. Hi, good morning, guys.
I turned off my video on the other one because Chris reminded me I had it on the other platform, but still I don't get a video feed to you guys.
Oh,
But
we see you. We see you now.
oh, you do? You see
Oh
me?
yeah. Lot we see you bright and clear.
That's good. Well, I guess I'll have to clean up my act here.
No, your remodel looks good. No,
Bill, if you I'm in the cottage. Hopefully there's nothing happening in here. It's all
Oh, okay.
on the other side of the patio. I hear the pounding and the drilling going on.
Okay.
If you hit view, Bill, on the top right, and then you do the drop down and you do side by side gallery instead of side by side speaker, you should be able to see us as well.
I can see you, Haley. I don't
Oh,
have a
you can.
problem.
Oh,
I can
okay.
see Mark. I see side by side gallery. I see it. Oh,
Do you
there I
see you in the bottom right? Or maybe
There
I'm in
I
the bottom
am. Thank you, Haley. God,
right.
it always takes a younger generation to help these old guys out on how to deal with this. And like
Not true at all.
right
I
now,
didn't know this stuff either.
my youngest son would be rolling his eyes, going, "Oh God, Dad, really."
It's COVID taught us all how to technology pivot a little bit. I
Well, we are
didn't know any of
definitely
this stuff.
excellent. We're getting through this. Okay, so John Marshall, do I have you on?
Do you have me here?
Excellent. We're waiting for Sue and Wes for a couple more minutes. It's 10:30. We're going to jump right into this thing. John, have you heard anything from Wes as to whether or not he's attending?
I heard that somebody, I think there was some staff contact this morning. So I did not speak to him in person, but I think he's intending to attend.
Okay, and I know Sue has been emailing back and forth, so I know she's expected. We'll wait another minute or two. And Kent, when we're ready to have you on the screen, we'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, should I turn my video off?
Yeah, just temporarily here. We'll let you
Okay.
know.
Gotcha.
Good
Thank
morning,
you.
Mark.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
I had Mark, I had to jump off the main thing because I was getting the other committee stuff
Understand.
feeding through my audio, so that didn't work.
No worries. And now it's just Wes. So what I'd like to do is just jump in. I think Wes is going to be joining us, John. Do you have any problem with that?
I do not.
Okay, so let's get some of the administrative matters out of the way. Good morning. We're going to call this meeting of the TRPA Legal Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. It's approximately 10:32. First item on the agenda is the roll call to determine a quorum. Catherine, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Williamson? Here. Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Mr. Yates?
Here.
Mr. Rice? Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Great, thank you. We'll now go over the meeting rules of the day. And Catherine, if you'd do me a favor and just go over those rules, that'd be great.
To observe and participate in today's committee meeting, please go to www.trpa.gov, select October 27th, 2021 Governing Board meeting on the calendar, and follow the link to the legal committee meeting on Zoom. Members of the public can find all meeting materials there as well. To participate in this legal committee meeting with your comments, please use the hand-raising function in the Zoom platform at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the legal committee. If you have called in to listen to the meeting using your phone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert the chair via the chat function if you are online, or speak up if you are calling in. Remote committee members may only use the chat function to indicate a desire to speak, not to have any sidebar conversations. Please remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. And please, if all committee members could turn on their cameras, as we now have sufficient capacity on the platform to accommodate everyone.
Great, thanks so much. Next is to approve the agenda. John, are there any changes to the agenda?
No changes.
Great, we'll deem it approved. Next item, approval of minutes. We have a set of minutes from September 22, 2021 on page 75 of your packet. Any questions, comments, changes?
I move approval of the minutes.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Okay, we'll move to item number 3, the appeal of denial of remand of appeal admin 2021-0004, denial of non-littoral existing mooring buoy, 4100 Doe Avenue, Placer County, California, APN 085-161-014, appeal file number admin 2021-0029. Information can be found on page 223 of your packet. Before we begin, if there are any committee members who have had ex parte communications with either party or have any potential conflicts, would you please disclose those now? One second here. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I've lost my video. That is really weird. Okay. John, I'm going to turn this over to you for 10 minutes. After that, we're going to pass it on to the appellant, Kent Bryan, for about 15 minutes. So, John, can you take us through this, please?
I can.
Thank you.
Good morning, legal committee members. This is the second time this appeal has been before you. Remember the last time we gave a presentation regarding this request for a non-littoral buoy permit from TRPA by Mr. Bryan. Mr. Bryan owns property. If you can go to the next slide, please. Owns the turquoise highlighted parcel off to the left of your screen, and he requested a permit for a buoy located by the purple dot on the right-hand side of your screen. So this is an instance, we don't have many, of a non-littoral buoy owner seeking a permit for a claimed buoy. As we know from the code, next slide, please, that under 84.3.3.D.3.B, you need to provide two pieces of evidence to TRPA to qualify for a permit. You need to show that the under sub small I, that the non-littoral parcel owner shows that the buoy existed in the water prior to 1972, i.e. before a time when there was a permitting requirement, and that the non-littoral parcel owner provides a valid authorization from a state or federal agency with jurisdiction at Lake Tahoe. The last time we met, we really focused in on that highlighted phrase, the valid authorization, and whether or not Mr. Bryan had submitted sufficient information. He's relying in the main on the grandfathering letter from the Corps, Army Corps of Engineers, that essentially says that it satisfies the first prong, which is the buoy has been in the lake since prior to 1972. It does not, in staff's interpretation and practice, provide the valid authorization because it is not, in fact, authorizing anything. It just is a recognition that, as a matter of fact, the buoy was in place prior to 1972 and therefore is not needed any permitting or authorization from the Corps because it is essentially exempt from their regulation via their own regulations. However, when we talked last time, there was some concern that Mr. Bryan be given an additional opportunity to show what was the essential connection between the buoy and Mr. Bryan's ownership of a particular lot. In other words, in order to provide that little background to any sort of authorization claim. So we provided Mr. Bryan with an opportunity to provide that additional information, and he provided the information that is attached in the staff report. Now, I just want to quickly summarize that and turn it over to Mr. Bryan for him to comment on. But essentially, staff reviewed that additional information and found that it did not provide the authorization necessary for step two of the non-littoral buoy recognition requirements. And in a nutshell, you can think about it this way, is that the Corps itself in their letter does not require anything that relates to the ownership of the buoy. It simply asks, has the buoy been in the lake? And then it asks Mr. Bryan to submit information that shows that he is in fact the owner of this particular lot that he says he is, but not any particular evidence. And there's no finding that he owns or this parcel is control of this particular buoy. So we looked through the evidence that he provided, and fundamentally we could find nothing that would constitute an authorization from any entity. He provided the full email chain with the Corps, for example, and those emails really highlight the fact that the Corps itself is just really looking to see whether or not there is a pre-72 existence and not really any other sort of authorization. Second, he submitted some emails that had to do with the disputes between individuals of buoys within the area that he has his buoy, that from our reading of it doesn't, again, provide authorization. And in fact, makes clear that there is a certain amount of conflict over individuals regarding the buoys within that area, because they tend to be perhaps non-littoral. And then finally, he submitted some receipts from a marine company that demonstrated that he attached a float that was stolen. But again, this does not provide any authorization that we're looking for. And so that's in a short summary why staff again denied the permit on the remand from the governing board, and would request that this committee provide a recommendation to the governing board to deny the appeal.
Okay, thank you.
Or turn it over to Mr. Bryan.
Yeah, let's turn it over to Mr. Bryan, then we can come back with any questions for you, John.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Thank you for the first slide. Should I turn my video on or just leave it off?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Let me start my timer. I practiced for this quite a bit, and I was way over 15 minutes, so I'm gonna buzz through it quick as I can. First of all, I categorically disagree with Mr. Marshall. I believe he's trying to just blur the lines and make it way more complicated than the code reads. There's actually three ways that my buoy is worthy of a TRPA permit, as I believe it already has a valid authorization from the Corps. The first way that it is worthy of a TRPA permit is it absolutely, categorically meets the code the way the code is written right now. Can we go to my second slide, I believe? Again, 8433D3I, non-contested that it's there before 1972. I'd like to read it. The non-literal parcel owner provides a valid authorization for the federal or state agency with jurisdiction at Lake Tahoe. It's asking for an authorization. It's not asking for a permit. The words that are included in this code have been, I believe, twisted. It's the words that are included and the intent of the words that are included. It's not anything that's omitted. If it was so important, whoever crafted this should have included the words for littoral access or whatever else Mr. Marshall calls for. Every time I get a staff report for him, it's something new. Again, that's why it took me so long to do that, but I'll go back to the code in a minute. The second way, that the buoy is worthy of a TRPA permit is the fact that it was existing and placed prior to any regulation on the lake. Evidence of that, and Mr. Marshall on December 18th of 2019 absolutely agreed with me. On the record of the governing board committee, Mr. Marshall stated the following. The reason why 1972 is relevant is because what we are trying to do is grandfather buoys that had some legal status. If you're prior to 1972 and you didn't have a permit from anyone, that was a legally existing use. Someone didn't need to have a permit at that point. That buoy, for all intents and purposes, was legally placed at the time. End quote. The third way that it's legal is the fact that it's existing. TRPA Code of Ordinances 90.2 defines existing is legally present or approved on the effective date of the regional plan or subsequently legally constructed, commenced, or approved pursuant to necessary permits. The Corps authorized my buoy. They used the very word in their letter. They authorized that buoy in 2009, long before the code was adopted. Now I'd like to go through staff's latest report. Again, I will be as quick as possible here. Hopefully you had time to read it. If you did, I apologize, but I would like to walk through it. Motion to grant the appeal, this motion fails in order to be affirmed staff decision. In order to deny the appeal, the governing board should vote no. The motion to grant the appeal will fail unless it receives 5 affirmative votes from California. I know that's a tall order right now with 2 vacant seats, but I'm going to give it my best effort here. Here is an example of where I believe the code is being distorted. Prior governing board action and activity on remand, the governing board first heard this appeal on May 26, 2021. Meeting based on our recommendation from the legal committee, the governing board voted to remand the application to staff in order to provide Mr. Bryan opportunity to submit additional evidence regarding the ownership of the buoy. On June 14th, 2021, Mr. Bryant submitted his additional documentation. See attachment A, TRP staff reviewed the additional material, and on August 13th, determined it did not satisfy the code requirement that he received authorization for the identified buoy. Again, we're talking about two different things. We're talking about an authorization, which could be a permit, contract, agreement, et cetera, et cetera. And then he's also asking for me to prove ownership. And I believe by all the attachments that he's referring to that they staff reviewed, excuse me, not John, but that staff reviewed on August 13th, clearly defines my use and control of the buoy that was authorized to me in 2009. Moving on, the main issue involved in this appeal, The main issue involved in this appeal is whether the 2009 U.S. Army Corps of Engineer letter constitutes valid authorization. I could not agree more. For Mr. Bryan's claim buoy under code section 84 and 84B2I. According to the Corps, again, according to the Corps, the 2009 Corps grandfather letter is not an authorization for a specific person or property owner to place a buoy in Lake Tahoe. My authorization letter is from 2009. You can't retroactively ask me to receive authorization for something that's already been in place. The words, again, are incredibly important. I also refer you to, again, it's 56 pages, but something that we've all seen before, the latest email from the Corps to the staff absolutely confirms my contention that it's authorized. Attachment D. Hi, Matt. Per our conversation, a grandfather termination means that the structure is / are authorized by the Corps because the structures existed prior to December 18, 1968. It's absolutely an authorization. Absolutely. I don't know how a reasonable person could say that. The fact that staff is saying it's not an authorization is completely unfair and unreasonable and not accurate. The grandfather termination does not and cannot make any assignment or transfer of ownership for grandfather structure, et cetera, et cetera. I contend that all they're saying is they are not involved in the business of determining ownership. That's for you and TRPA and for me to decide. But they are satisfying the code by saying it's authorized. It's right here. I don't know if staff didn't read it, but it's right here in the email in on this staff report, in the latest staff report. Moving on, check my time. I have 7 minutes. Moving on. Moreover, the Corps letter does not provide the necessary association between Mr. Bryan's non-littoral parcel and the claim buoy. It simply recognizes that the buoy has existed since before 1972. Again, hopefully you read the letter, the Army Corps letter of authorization. In that letter, they reference my address, my city, 4100 Doe Avenue, Lakewood of Obsessor's Parcel, 85161014, County of Placer, with the attached letter that identifies exactly where the buoy is. That is absolutely a tie that the United States government made in 2009 between the buoy and the parcel, and me, Kent Bryan. All three of those are satisfied there, in my opinion. Let's see. And since the letter, okay, got it. An authorization such as a permit from California State Lands would demonstrate that the property owner at the time of Mr. Bryan's himself actually received permission to occupy state lands. True. That's absolutely true. You can get a state lands permit. You can get a Corps permit. You can get a Nevada permit. You can get a TRPA permit. Absolutely agree. The Army grandfather letter on its own cannot satisfy this condition of the code as it does not convey that authority to Mr. Bryan. It absolutely conveys that authority to me through the statute mentioned in the email and my prior slideshow. Furthermore, Mr. Bryan's additional submission does not provide any linkage between his parcel on Doe Avenue and the buoy in question. It absolutely does. The buoy is identified by the GPS numbers, and my name is on the header of the receipts for the maintenance. The email to Placer County Sheriff when it was stolen has my name on it, and the buoy is identified. For example, Mr. Bryan submitted an email conversation with USAC that demonstrates, one, the Army Corps' sole task in issuing a grandfather letter is whether the buoy existed on Lake Tahoe prior to the date the agency began issuing the permit. That is absolutely not true. The correspondence between myself and the Corps asked, the conversation was not only the existence, but location of the buoy. And again, my name is on it. And the word permit was used in there as well. Two, Mr. Bryan's provision of a grant deed and tax bill for the property at 4100 Doe Avenue provides no linkage between ownership of this property and the buoy shown in the aerial photo, CA at four. I don't even know how to respond to that. Absolutely, the Corps asked me for my grant deed. I provided the grant deed. If this went further, I'm sure that I could get the records of that. I don't know what they did with it, but there's clear evidence that they asked for it. How else do you tie something together other than taxes? Similarly, Mr. Bryan's attachment B and C, see attachment A at 1220 indicate that there were ongoing vandalism at multiple buoys in the lake, but does not demonstrate any ownership of any buoy. As I mentioned before, it shows my control and use of the buoy, which is the definition of ownership. Attachment D to Mr. Bryan's supplemental material, see attachment A at 21, shows that Mr. Bryan had maintenance work done on a buoy, shows that I had maintenance work done on a buoy in the lake, and attachment E shows, attachment A at 25, shows that a guest used the buoy in the lake. Again, it further shows the control I had over the buoy. None of these exhibits prove that Mr. Bryan or any homeowner previously holds ownership of the identified buoy. In fact, the documents submitted reveal longstanding disputes over ownership and authorization of the buoys. Okay, I don't argue with that at all. That's exactly what the shoreline plan is doing. I'm an existing buoy who is trying to register the buoy with TRPA. That's exactly the process we're involved in right now. And to say that everything that I've provided to this point doesn't show ownership. I've researched this, whatever. I can give an example of the Vanderbeeks on the West Shore where TRPA witnessed or noticed two buoys with a name on them and put that assignment as ownership and made those two be reserved or removed. You can't have it both ways. If you're going to take someone's name, that's part of the shoreline plan as well. If you're going to take someone's name off it, or the fact of a certain boat being on it and determine ownership over that, I you would never be able to enforce that if you deny me. This, you're trying to establish a threshold. I believe, again, that I've more than met it. Under a slide, same slide, under the TRP code, non-littoral buoy owners are subject to a higher burden of proof. I've got 2 minutes, I'll go quick. A higher burden of proof that they are entitled to use a mooring on the lake. I absolutely agree. The code is written that way. There's and for non-littoral and there's or for littoral. Absolutely agree with that, but I've met this burden. And then this editorializing here, both Nevada and California State Land Agency do not favor individual buoys. That may be, but it's not the law. Non-littoral buoys in California are absolutely legal. That's exactly why the 1972 terminology is in the code. Whoever crafted this absolutely knew this, and then now it's just trying to get distorted. This is another good one. There are additional issues with non-littoral property owners trying to access moorings in the lake without direct access to the water itself. For example, storing and launching the vessel needed to access their moored boat. I mean, I could take a seaplane there, or I could swim there from a public beach. Again, that's just editorializing. Nowhere in the code is that there. If it was so important, it should have been included. If it was included, I would have addressed it.
Ken?
And also, as I mentioned before, I have littoral status through my HOA that owns the land that Placer County quitclaim deeded to him at the pier.
Ken, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm going to turn this back to John to follow up on any of that. And then I'm going to open it up to the other committee members. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken, for that presentation. I think the one of the key differences that we have really is in focusing in on the word about authorization. And again, I think we're all vectoring in on whether or not the core letter provided that authorization to Mr. Bryan. I think the key thing for staff, at least, and for me, is that the Corps could have issued this letter to anyone in similar circumstances as Mr. Bryan, because it is not part of their approval criteria to link together who is applying and whether they own this buoy. It is simply, you know, they would have requested the information regarding the identity of the person and control of the property that they identified, but not that there was any connection that the Corps confirmed or required information about the actual origination of this buoy and how did it come into the control of Mr. Bryan. And so that's why we do not view the authorization requirement to be satisfied by the core letter. And we admit that we used a different word for small 2I under B than we did under A, I think that's under small I. That there's a difference between a permit and an authorization. And quite honestly, I can remember when we negotiated that out with the shoreline plan, and we wanted to provide a little more leeway if there are other documents out there that satisfied this authorization requirement or permitting requirement or lease requirement. And that's why we use the word authorization, but it still has in it this notion of the connection that staff believes is not present within the core letter, what the core letter actually does, its function. I mean, forgetting aside the form of the words that they're using, but the function of what they're doing is just saying this buoy was in the lake prior to 72, and therefore you don't need a permit or any authorization from us because we weren't exercising jurisdiction at that time. So that's all I have, unless there's further questions, Chair.
Okay, thanks. Just one. Okay, so I want to bring it back to the committee. Any questions, comments? Can I bring it back to the committee? Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Mark. I don't have any comments other than I think I've heard pretty much what we were hearing last time, so I'm comfortable with what I've heard. Thank you.
Thanks, Sue.
Mark, I just have one question, John. Does the photo that the buoy itself existed prior to 72, does that have any legal consequence here?
Yes, it does. It satisfies, you know, it's the evidence that satisfies the first prong that's required, which is the pre-72. So that aerial photograph, Are you, first let me check. Are you speaking of the aerial photograph?
Yes.
Yes. So that shows that there's a buoy in the lake in that approximate location prior to 1972. So that is the evidence that the Corps considered to grandfather, under their terminology, grandfather to buoy, so it doesn't need to meet any authorization requirements of the Corps. It doesn't, in and of itself, establish any particular ownership over that buoy or control. So that's...
I get that. So the aerial photo shows that there's a buoy out there. And so when we put the code provisions in, there was an and in addition to that aerial photo, and is the question of the authorization, which you and Mr. Bryant seem to be splitting over. And so what's the purpose of the terminology authorization? And I have to admit that in just reading the emails and the other stuff we got, is that all the Corps said was that, okay, there is a buoy out there, and then sought Mr. Bryant's address and whatnot about the claim that it was his buoy. But I don't see that there's any authorization attached to that email that suggests that the Corps has authorized this as a legal buoy out there. I mean, that's the struggle that I have with this. And because there is two parts to this for a non-littoral buoy situation. So anyway, I just want to get clear that you do have a photo, and the question is on the question of authorization. And for me, I guess I don't see the authorization. I see acknowledgement, but I don't see anything that suggests that the Corps has stamped this as an authorized kind of use out there.
Thanks, Bill. Wes or Haley, any further comment?
Mark, I came in late due to technical difficulties, and I missed most of the presentation, so I'm going to withhold any opinion at the moment.
Okay, thanks, Wes. Anything further, Haley?
Thank you. Thanks, Chair. I'm just reading page 223 of our packet. The last sentence on page 223, according to the Corps, the 2009 Corps grandfathering letter is not authorization for a specific person or property owner to place a buoy in Lake Tahoe. See attachment E. And I'm just scrolling down to attachment E. I didn't see it, and maybe I just scrolled past it. Letter of thank you from individual who's using the buoy. I'm just looking for the Corps saying that affirmatively, that their letter does not, according to them, does not provide that authorization. Did I miss that in attachment E somewhere, that letter from the Corps?
Yeah, I think we might have messed up the citation. It's the, I believe it's an attachment to the prior packet. Got it. Which has the email, and I'm trying to find it right now, get you a page.
And I know I saw it. I just wanted to make sure, because that, to me, the Corps saying that it's not, you know, the authorization, to me, that's a big point.
Yeah, I will find it in just a second. But it's essential.
No worries. Just
prior.
But John, you can confirm that's what it says.
Well, I would like to find the actual email. Catherine, do you have that handy, the citation?
I'm pulling it up right now.
You can just bear with us.
Thank you so much.
It is, I think it's on page 278. A grandfathering determination does not and cannot make any assignment or transfer of ownership for a grandfathered structure. It simply represents the Corps' determination that the activity was commenced or completed prior to December 18, 1968, and therefore does not require further permitting from the Corps under Section 10 of the Rivers and Harbors Act. And that's the May 18, 2021 email from Jennifer Thomason of the Army Corps.
Okay, understood. Any further questions, Haley?
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, can we go to public comment, please?
If any member of the public would like to make a comment on this item addressing the legal committee, you can raise your hand in Zoom at the bottom of your screen or send a chat message that you would like to make a comment, and I will unmute you. Mr. Chair, we have no hands raised to comment on this item.
Great, thank you. Okay, I'd like to bring it back for any final comment and any motion.
Well, I do, Mark, this is Bill, and I just, I do have an issue now that we've highlighted the 278 email, is that all, I think the Corps is simply saying that it exists. In that email, and they don't have to issue a permit under their jurisdiction. And I guess, John, what you're saying is that the fact that the Corps says that it exists and that we have the aerial photo that it exists, what's still missing is the sense of authorization from either this federal agency or from some other state agency or some other combination of things that would say that it has been authorized. The mere presence of a buoy out there prior to the day doesn't satisfy what we put together as far as our regulations and putting the shore zone plan together. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any further comment or motion, please?
Well, Mark, I would move to just from the committee a recommendation that we deny the appeal.
Okay, we have a motion. Can we get a roll call, please?
Ms. Williamson?
Yes.
Ms. Novosel?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Rice?
Abstain.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
Okay, thank you. At this point in time, we are going to move to item number four. Thank you.
Can I just alert Mr. Brian that we'll be here, the full board will be hearing this item later this day. So this is just a recommendation from the legal committee.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're on the agenda for the governing board.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. At this point in time, let's move to item number four, closed session with counsel, discuss existing potential litigation. Do we have a link to jump to that, Catherine?
No, Mr. Chair. I am going to create a breakout room for the board members and for John. You will be moved into that room shortly.
Can we get just a quick motion to go into closed session, please?
Yeah, sorry.
I move we go into closed session.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, we are back. Everyone's here. Thank you. So at this point in time, we are on item 5, potential direction regarding agenda item number 4. John, is there anything we need to do on item 5 here?
There is not.
Okay, thanks. We'll move to item number 6, committee member comments. Do any of the members have any comments? Sue, Wes?
Nope.
Bill?
No, I apologize for being late, but I'm in Oklahoma, and it took a few phone calls to get this straightened out. But
No worries. Okay. Okay, so we'll now move to the final public interest comment. Catherine, would you take us to the public interest comment?
Yes, Mr. Chair. If any members of the public would like to address the legal committee, you can raise your hand now in Zoom or send me a chat message and I will unmute you to address the committee. And Mr. Chair, there are no hands raised to make a comment.
Very good. We'll deem public comment closed. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn, Mr. Chair.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Okay, we're going to jump back. Everyone's going to go back to the GoToMeeting link, and we're going to join the governing board meeting, which is supposed to start at 11:30. Thanks, everybody, for participating today. I'm sorry that my daughter had to go down for a doctor's appointment in Stanford, so my wife left. The dog was barking at the door, and so I had to deal with that. So, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. See you soon.